587-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Tell somebody, you better ask somebody.
If you don't know,
the word is what defines you. I say the word of God defines you. Not your circumstances, not somebody else, not even your intellect, your limited intellect, not your experience. Your experiences don't define you. I'm a child of God. I might have been through hell, but I'm a child of God. I might have fallen, but I'm a child of God. I might not be the best at anything, but I'm a child of God. I may not measure up with you, but I'm a child of God. I'm royal. I'm an ambassador. I'm a representative. I'm a citizen of a kingdom that cannot be shaken, that cannot be destroyed, wherein there is no lack, there is no sickness, there is no disease, there is no contention, there is no strife, there's no depression. That's the kingdom I belong to. Your heart can only function, your heart. And see, your heart determines the measure of grace that flows out of your life. See, if your heart is twisted, See, when you're saved, your heart's been renewed. It's the mind. When we enter these new territories, I don't care how it's like, you know, it seems like at times all hell tries to break loose. You know what? That's a result of how you think. That environment has access to some thinking that is not kingdom, that is not renewed. You are functioning in who you are, and your thinking has to change. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. The enemy's already defeated. But in order for me to enter that territory, I got to change how I think. It's not a matter of driving the devil out. The Lord took care of him. I just got to change how I think so I can possess what God has for me. Otherwise, I won't be able to possess it because I'm living in who I am. And who I am is not possessing it. It's wanting it, but not possessing it. Help me, Holy Ghost. See, you can want all you want. But you got to get to where you got it. It's mine. Amen. You might have two nickels to rub together. Walk like you're a doctor. Walk like you got it in your pocket. Ain't nobody else got to know. Walk like you got, get a little something in your step there. You know how we used to do. You know, come payday. You know what I'm talking about, right? Come payday. You really got the LeBron, you know. Payday has something in your pocket. Well, you got something in your pocket because God said you got it in your pocket. I said, you got something in your pocket because God said you got it in your pocket. Amen. Sometimes you don't know where stuff is coming from, except it's coming from God. See, on the other side is a whole nother realm, a whole nother dimension. They went from feeding folk to changing a city, shaking an economy. When he cast the swine out, cast the demons into the swine, shook the economy, changed everything. I will tell you, there's greatness in you. It's going to manifest because it's in you. It's just starting to come out of you now. It's starting to ooze out. Amen. The breaker has gone before you. Amen. Now, like the disciples, when they crossed over, let me say, well, let me go here with Peter and John. Give me Acts chapter 4. Acts chapter 4. Well, I'll tell you what, let's go to Acts chapter 3, verse 1 first. What these gentlemen did, they are gates. Number one, we are gates. Amen. Come on, we've studied it. We are gates. You are a gate. An entry point or an exit point. You allow that which is from heaven to come in to the earth, and you keep out of kingdom. You keep out of your life that which is of hell or of the carnal realm. You keep out. This is why Jesus said, Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell, gates, they won't prevail. They cannot stand against the church. Come on, we are part of a kingdom that is expanding, that is increasing. See, where the warfare comes in, not the enemy. Jesus already said the gates of hell cannot prevail. No enemy can stand before you. You'll tread upon serpents and scorpions, all of that stuff. But the warfare comes between your spirit and your mind, your heart and your soul. The warfare, when our mind is not in alignment, when it's been short-circuited or overloaded with information from the natural realm, and you listen and you listen and you listen, and it starts to chip away at a foundation, and you start to grow weary in your faith. Now warfare starts, because as you enter into the new territory or into the no-go zone, if your mind's not ready, even though God called you there, and sometimes that's why he withholds things for a season, because he knows if you go over there, it's not the devil going to get you. You're going to self-destruct. Amen. You will abort. Amen. Amen. So our mind, fellowshipping with the Lord. I gave a brief definition. I didn't get into a lot of detail with this definition about fellowshipping. But, you know, fellowshipping is not just eating a meal together. Let's go have some fellowship, you know, some coffee and donuts. Yeah, that's fun. That's good. That's all good. That's not really fellowship. Fellowship has to do with two people that are doing the same thing. That's really fellowship. See, and our fellowship is with the Lord. See, real fellowship is not just being around the presence of the Lord. It's when you are doing the same thing, saying the same things, headed in the same direction. Now your fellowship is with the Lord. You understand? So it's important that we fellowship with the Lord. Yeah, when you pray to God. But there's a time you fellowship with him. There's a time you commune with him. But it's in fellowship that we access grace, when we are saying the same things he's saying. And we are walking the same way he would have us to walk. We are doing as he would have us to do. We are fellowshipping. What we see him do, as Jesus said, what I see my Father do, I do. He was in fellowship all the time with his Father. And so we stay in fellowship. It's out of fellowship that grace is released through faith. When you fellowship, when you are willing to exercise your faith to do what God says or what you believe God is saying, you don't know how. You don't have to know how it's going to work. Stop asking how. Stop asking when. Come on, stop all of that. That's childish in a sense. And we've all asked before, when, Lord, when? When? Come on, when, please. Give me a clue. Or, Lord, how are you going to do this? But after you get rid of that and just start to fellowship with him and believe, not just in him, but believe him. Come on, see, that takes a measure of abandonment from yourself. It don't matter. I just believe God. How you gonna do that? I don't know how. I'm not gonna do it. God's gonna do it. Where's your resource? I don't know where the resource is, but God knows where it is. And in at the appointed time, he will reveal everything that needs to be known concerning my destiny. But in the meantime, I believe God. So you see, in that you are fellowshipping, you are going where he's going. In Acts chapter 3, verse 1. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, ask an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. And they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. I'll stop there. Okay. So we see here Peter and John, and I'll explain it a little more in depth, but this portion of scripture, Peter and John actually broke through a gate. Not just a gate, beautiful. They broke through a threshold. Okay? A gate or a threshold is always the point of entry into your next level of experience or your next place of experience. A threshold is the point or entry of your next place of experience, your next experience. See, God has something for you you've never experienced before. Now, we talked about last time the threshold and the gate, and we are gates. And the Israelites, when they came to the promised land, it was a gate. They were to cross over, but because they had not changed in their thinking, they weren't able. Even though God has gone before you and God has given you the land, God has already blessed you. Everything is already done. You see, the Lord has nothing else to do. Jesus sat down on the right hand of the Father. There's nothing else for him to do. Everything else is based upon your choices. Your choices. And see, many times people are waiting for God to do things that God is not going to do. He's done already. He's waiting on you to do. He's waiting on you to act in faith. He's waiting for you to express your faith, to release your faith or grace through your faith. Now here, Peter and John went into the temple and they broke through at the gate called Beautiful. That's where they had a breakthrough. Peter and John broke through a threshold right there. This man had been bound by this infirmity, lame from his mother's womb. The threshold is always where something, I'm going to use this term, something kicks into action. The threshold. When you cross a threshold, something's going to happen. Something kicks into action. When they crossed this threshold and prayed for that man, didn't give him silver and gold. That would have only helped him for a day. He'd have been back out there the next day. But they gave him something from the kingdom. They crossed the threshold. Mark this down too if you're writing. The threshold is the place or the point at which change registers. We are continuing in part 41 of our Mega Grace series, By Grace Through Faith. Grace will lead you to a place of rest where you aren't worrying. Idolatry is a form of worry. When something is on your mind and in your heart more than God is, it's idolatry. The grace has to pass through your heart and not your head. Oftentimes, the reason why it doesn't pass through some hearts is because the head gets in the way. Exodus 19:4 states, "Ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bare you on eagle's wings, and brought you to myself." So when you take a leap of faith, my friend, God is going to bear you up on eagle's wings to new realms of life. Trust him and obey.
We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.